Here's your morning brief for Thursday, October 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden, returning from a visit to Israel, said that he had secured a deal with Egypt to allow 20 trucks carrying humanitarian aid to cross into the Gaza Strip, though it was unclear when it will be delivered. Egyptian officials acknowledged that they had reached an agreement, but said there was no mechanism to move aid over the border. Biden also said he believes Israel wasn't responsible for a deadly blast at a hospital compound in Gaza, citing data from the Defense Department. Israel, the U.S. government, and independent security experts have cast doubt on claims by Hamas and the Palestinian Authority that Israel was responsible for the explosion, saying preliminary evidence pointed to militant group Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which rejected the accusation. The U.S. is suspending an array of sanctions against Venezuela's energy industry following President Nicolas Maduro's deal with political opponents that could lead to elections next year. In removing the sanctions for 6 months, the White House is expecting that Venezuela will release at least some of the 8 Americans jailed there. In a televised address, Maduro said that he was ready to open a new era with the U.S. Washington could revoke the sanctions relief if the Maduro regime doesn't follow through with commitments. And we're exclusively reporting that the Chinese owner of Smithfield, America's largest pork producer, is working with banks to take the company public again in the U.S. The Journal has learned that Smithfield could list its shares as early as next year, though deliberations are continuing and the timing could change. In 2013, Smithfield was acquired and delisted by China's top meat producer, now known as WH Group. The company has recently been looking for ways to reverse its slumping valuation amid an industry-wide glut. Stock markets in Asia ended the day lower, and European shares are falling in early trading. U.S. stock futures are in the red ahead of reports on sales of existing homes and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. Investors today will also be watching a scheduled speech from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. And on the earnings front, AT&T, Blackstone, and American Airlines are among the companies expected to report results. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.